Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for April 28th of 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. This will be the worst year for measles that we've ever seen since before measles was declared eliminated in 2000. That's a recent quote by Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian, Michigan's chief medical executive, in a recent Detroit News article over the weekend. The state is reporting 9 measles cases, and nearly half of those derive from Montcalm County, which is right next door to my county of Gratiot here in mid-Michigan. So far this year, some 800 cases have been reported across the United States, including 2 unvaccinated children from Texas who died and 1 unvaccinated adult who also died from New Mexico. Hannah McKay from the Detroit News reports that a 1-year-old boy from Ingham County is the latest reported case, but the good news there is that the boy is vaccinated and is experiencing only mild symptoms, showing everyone once again why the vaccine is important and how it can work to prevent death and massive disease spread. Now, Dr. Bagdasarian says declining vaccination rates and fewer public health resources thanks to online misinformation are the leading causes as to why a disease we virtually eradicated decades ago is now coming back. And it's stunning when you read how the percentage of toddlers in Michigan from 19 to 36 months old who have at least one dose of the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine has dropped from 85% in 2000 to 80% this year. A 5% drop in Michigan is significant, but even more, it's beyond stupid. And I'm not just talking about the parents who refuse to protect their children and others around them from getting vaccinated. That's a discussion for another time. But I am talking about the Trump regime's gutting of nearly $400 million in funding directed towards Michigan's abilities to monitor and prevent diseases like measles from spreading. So that means, for instance, some $375,000 in grant money for the Mid-Michigan District Health Department, which Montcalm County is part of, just got cut like that. And some positions from Oakland County that were dedicated towards investigating and responding to outbreaks have been cut altogether. Why? It makes zero sense. But this is the new normal ever since whack job Robert Kennedy Jr. took over the Department of Health and Human Services, thanks to the MAGA Republican Senate. Good job there, everyone. And now everything anybody outside the weird MAGA world told you would happen is happening with Kennedy at the helm. As the measles outbreak commenced, RFK at one moment recommended, hey, you know, getting the vaccine, probably a good idea. But then at the next moment was touting the benefits of vitamin A to combat the highly contagious and deadly disease. And thanks in part to an op-ed that Kennedy wrote on Fox News, one children's hospital in Lubbock, Texas reported cases of vitamin A toxicity among unvaccinated children who were brought in after contracting measles. You see, too much vitamin A can be toxic. But the people only heard Robert Kennedy say, vitamin A works. But that's what happens, you see. These mixed messages from a longtime anti-vaxxer like Kennedy is leading to dire results. And we're now seeing what happens when we allow these online, right-wing, conspiracy-minded Neanderthals to run actual public health policy. Because Kennedy also said back in March on Fox News that getting the measles might actually help a person become immune to certain cancers or cardiac diseases. That's insane. No such studies are known to show this to be true, but PolitiFact did find numerous studies showing a suppression of a person's immune system for several years after they've contracted measles. So, not only is democracy dying in front of our eyes and many Americans' bank accounts are losing money, but diseases that were once declared gone have now made a roaring comeback while Trump, Elon, and Kennedy slashed public health spending across Michigan and the nation. Is this what making America healthy again is all about? Because I fail to see the greatness in measles. Maybe I'm wrong. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.